Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 901. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of doing Simin Reish tests. We always try and keep up with the Simin. We know what part of the Shulchan Aruch we're holding. We were working on Halachas of Amein. I hope to get back to that. We're trying to go through many various different mistakes. Since we started talking about mistakes in Brachos, how to work with them. And actually, the Sefer Reish Halachos we'll get to Bezras Hashem goes through all the various different, a good chunk of the various different mistakes that come up in Berachas Nanan, in other words, in regular Berachas, Berachas before the food, Berachas after food, and the various different mistakes, real quickly. You know, if you said this, you're Yotzi, you said that, you're not. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, we'll try and go through it. It's hard to remember every single one, but at least we'll go through it. We'll have it in a Shir or a couple of Shir in Bezras Hashem. To know basically what to do. Okay, so we're just trying to go through a few more concepts and then we'll get to that. Now the question is, I saw in the Dershu interesting thing in Simin Reish Tes. The question is, we keep on talking about this Toich Kedei Dibur, the amount of time it takes a person to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, right, those three words. So that's the amount of time in general, that's like the halachic time frame that somebody has to fix their bracha. In other words, we said if you make I'm eating a piece of cake, right, and I make shahakol niya b'dvari, I finish up b'arimin v'zainis, so then it's okay. In that case, it's a little different also because shahakol would also be good b'dyeved, and then you would have to fix it from there. But be it as it may, so let's say I'm making b'ar priya gofen, right, and then, or I'm making shahakol, and I realize that it's water, I make b'ar priya gofen, right, Bar Priya Gofen, I thought it was soda. So as long as you fix it up, right, I make Bar Priya Gofen, Shakal Nebedvar, as long as I fix it within that Toich Kedei Dibur, we said in general, most of the time, not every single time, but most of the time it is good. But the question is why? What is that Toich Kedei Dibur, those three words, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, have to do? It's not the words, but the amount of time have to do with anything. Because the question is like this, if I'm eating something, in general, the concept is if I'm eating something, I make a shahakal, or I'm drinking something. So I have to take the drink, I finish shahakal near Bedvari, I take the drink immediately. I make Birmingham Mzonis on my cake, I take a piece of cake immediately. To the extent that we went through, and we'll try and probably go through it again, Bezras Hashem, that you can't do things in the middle. Like if I have to peel my nuts, right, I can't stop peeling them, or have to peel my egg. You know, I can't make shakal near Bedvari on my egg and then peel my egg. It doesn't work like that. You have to have it ready to go, as they say. You're ready to roll. If you're drinking the an interesting case which comes up all the time, a hot coffee, it's too hot to drink. So don't make a shahakal near Bedvari and then start blowing and put it into the refrigerator, waiting, cool it down. Make sure it's ready to go. Any food you eat, it has to be ready to go. If there's some procedure in the middle, right, you have to make sure that that procedure is done before you make the bracha, and it has to be eaten right away. So technically a person has Toich Kedei Dibur within the Shalom Aleichem Rebbe to eat that food. But let's say it took longer. Whatever the reason was, I didn't talk out. I said Shahakal Nibadvar, I didn't talk out, but it took 10 seconds, I don't know, whatever. Some issue came up, I didn't talk out, nothing was done, there was no interruption, it was just a time lapse in between. So in general, I mean, it's a very short time lapse we're talking about, in general, but the Evid, that would be okay, that's okay. You know, if somebody got stuck. So in other words, if I didn't take the bite right away and it went more than the time of Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, it went more than Toich Kedei Dibur, but the Evid, it's still good as long as he did not talk out, I didn't say any words, there was no hefsik, it was just a question of time delay. So why by brachas, in other words, if I say my shahakol ni b'dvari and I have to say b'ar min mazonos, and it took more than the Toich Kedei Dibur, more than the amount of time Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, it took more than that time, right? So why is it no good? Why by food or something else, right? Between the bracha, but the Yevet, we say it's still okay. And over there, by brachas, it's not good. So interesting, I saw in the Dirshu, the B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman, he brings down from Shmir Shabbos Kehil Chasa, but he says like this, in our Simin Reish Tes, Ois number 6, in Ha'ara number 6, Le'inyin Mishalei Hisiach Daitai, Kigon Shechoshev Ma'adin, Ve'ein L'sakin, right? Okay, in other words, let's say somebody, I made shakal near bedvari, and now I'm a little confused. Do I make my mizonos? Not make them? I have to think it out for a second. So that amount of time is going to take you more than that, those teich kadeidibur, more than half the time it takes to say those three words, right? I have to think, what's the halacha? Should I? Shouldn't I? Should I say mizonos? Should I not say mizonos? I made the wrong bracha. So what should I do? So that, then you lost it. It's over, right? So he says, even though mishalei siach daita, you weren't misiach daita, he's still on the subject, as they say. I made my shahakal, I'm on the subject, but I'm thinking, there's cake in front of me. Should I make the mizonos? Not make it? How should I do? You're going to chashev ma hadin ve'eich tikin. How should I fix it? V'toich kadei machashavtei over kadei dibar, and that amount of time was more than the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Lech Rebbe. So he says, das from Agoyim Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Zech Tzadik Levracha, quoting from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Sha'af Shaloi Hisiach Daitai Mi'abracha, even though your mind was constantly the whole time on the bracha. I had in mind the whole time the bracha. I just have to know how to fix it. But it took longer. Tzorich lach zolivar. But it took longer than Teuchat Deidibur, longer than the amount of time it takes me to say Shalom Lechem Rebbe, which is, I don't want to give a time exactly, because it's hard to say, but say for us, halakha springs down, how much time, I don't want to say a second, 2 seconds, whatever it is, but the general, that amount of time. So says the, maybe we'll go through it if it comes up again, the exact amount roughly as far as seconds go. I know he did bring it down at one point, but be it as it may, right now we're just quoting from the Shulchan Aruch, Meshibur, and so on. They don't quote seconds, they quote Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, and that's even though your mind was on it the whole time, and you had in mind how to fix it, what I do, but it took you longer than that amount of time, longer than Teich Kedei Dibar, Kevan Shemikol Makam, since E. Efshel, so he brings the punchline, Kevan She Efshel, Shemikol Makam, She E. Efshel, Lakasha Esim Abracha, Im Techilosa, then it's no good. Since the fact that more than that amount of time, you lost the retinal connection. In other words, in the amount of time of Teich Kedei Dibur, the amount of time Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, you still have the connection from the end of the bracha to the beginning. So if you chapped in and you said, Shakal Nibad Vari, oh, Bar Minim is honest, so then it's still good. You're still like, sort of like in the subject. You're in the bracha still. You're in the bracha. But once you went out of that Teich Kedei Dibur time frame, right, which is whatever amount of time, right, that small time frame, you now cut off, it's over. Where by food, I didn't see it brought down, but by food, you did, you finished the bracha. The bracha is done, you did it. Now it's a question of just moving on to step two. So for step two, there was no major interruption. You're on the subject, you're on the food. It took you a few seconds longer, okay, but you already did the bracha. But over here, you're still in the bracha, in that time frame, you're still in the bracha, so you can fix it. But once you finish that small time frame of Teich Kedei Dibur, so yeah, you said Shakal Nevavar, then I can't fix the bracha. It's over. The bracha is ended. You said it wrong, too late, now go back and repeat it. So that's just the concept of it. I just wanted to explain. He brings it down so beautiful, the Dirshu from Rav Shlomo Zalman, so we have an understanding why by food and other things sometimes it's just the silence, the time of being silent, that interruption is the evidence, at least, okay, but over here to fix the bracha, it's no good. So the answer is very simple, like we saw, that the bracha, and that after that time frame, the bracha is over. It's not pshati moving on to step two, which is eating. Over here, I'm still in step one, which is making the bracha. That time frame finished. It's over. Bracha is over. You said it wrong. You got to do it again. But if you're still within that time frame, so you're still within the bracha, you can hop in and say the right ending, like we keep on talking about, right? Right? We've heard a number of times from Rabbi Kahan, myself, and so on, that as long as you finish off the right way, so then you are sort of like, as we say in English, good to go. Thank you for listening. Aslochem Bracha Kol Tuv.